Today we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Tes Amar Aleph. We are holding six lines into the page on Daf Tes Amar Aleph. First word on the line is Inish. We're up to Ude'en. We were discussing the Mishnah had said that a person is not supposed to get married on Chol HaMoed. So we were discussing why that is so. The Gemara gave four possible explanations why not to get married on Chol HaMoed. One of those explanations was there is a concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, that we try not to mix two different simchas with each other. So I asked the Gemara, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha Minolan, how do I know that you're not supposed to mix two different simchas with each other? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk, when it describes the great simcha that Shlomo HaMelech made when they completed building the Beis HaMikdash, says, Vayaz Shlomo Be'isahi Esachag, he made this celebration, V'kol Yisrael Imo, and the whole Jewish people was with him, Kahal Gadol Milvochem Asa Nachal Mitzrayim, a large congregation that had expanded over this large area, Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yamim V'Shivas Yam Arba Asur Yom, and they celebrated for 7 days, and then another 7 days, a total of 14 days. So the Pasuk tells us that the first day celebrated 7 days for the celebration of the Beis HaMikdash, and then they celebrated 7 days because that happened to have been the Yom Tov of Sukkot, which lasts for 7 days. But via Misa Demarvin Simcha B'Simcha, if you're allowed to mix two different simchas with each other, then he shouldn't have made two separate celebrations, one for the Beis HaMikdash, and then a week later when it's Sukkot, he should have just waited on the first celebration until Sukkot came, and then celebrated at the same time, Sukkot and the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Gemara, no, maybe he didn't do that, not because you're not allowed to mix two simchas, but maybe because he just happened to have finished the Beis HaMikdash a week earlier, and he didn't want to delay the celebration. Maybe you can't delay a celebration of the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. When it happens, you have to do it. This is the source for the idea that when you finish a Masechta, you're supposed to make the Siyum right then. You're not supposed to delay the making of the Siyum, because Shlomo HaMelech maybe couldn't delay the celebration of the Beis HaMikdash, the celebration of the completion of something, the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. So it says Gemara, yeah, but still, if he wanted to arrange it, he could have left a little bit over and not finished until Sukkot, meaning he and then made the two celebrations coincide with each other. Why didn't he do that? It must be because you're not allowed to mix two simchas with each other. Gemara says, no, Shiuri bin Beis HaMikdash Shlomo Sherinan. Maybe he didn't want to leave over a little bit because that's disrespectful to leave the Beis HaMikdash unfinished for an extra week just because he doesn't want to make the celebration, doesn't fit his schedule. So says Gemara, okay, but there still would have been an Eitzah. Ibayle l'shiuri ba'amakal ya'orev. Maybe he should have left a piece of the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't really so critical to be finished, which is the Amakalya Orev, on the very top of the Beis HaMikdash. The roof of the Beis HaMikdash was slanted, so no birds could land on it. There was just one Amma that came to at the height where they would put a spike on it, so no bird would be able to land there and bring anything Tameh there. So that wasn't really part of the main functioning of the Beis HaMikdash. He could have left that piece over until Sukkot. Why didn't he leave that piece over? It must be because he didn't want to have two celebrations at the same time, because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So that's our source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara says, no. Amma Kalya Orev Soruch Binyan Abayasu. The Amma Kalya Orev, that little thing on the top with the spike, was also part of the Beis HaMikdash. It would be disrespectful to leave that over as well. So bottom line is, we cannot learn that you do not celebrate two Simchas together from the fact that Shlomo HaMelech separated the celebration of the Beis HaMikdash from the celebration of Sukkot. He had no choice but to separate the two. He finished the Beis HaMikdash a week earlier, so he had to celebrate right then. Ella, rather, where do we learn that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha Midmiyata Kratz, from the fact that not from what Shlomo did, but from the way the Navi describes it in the Psukim, what Shlomo did. It has extra words to describe it. Michti Ksiv, the Pasuk already says Arba Asiyom, that there was 14 days of celebration. Shivas Yamim Shivas Yam Lamli. Why does it have to say 7 days plus 7 days? I already know it's 14 days. Why does it have to say both the phrase 14 days and 7 plus 7 days? Shmamina Hani Luchud Vahani Luchud. It must be that the Navi is trying to teach us that we're supposed to separate the two celebrations. The celebration over the completion of the Beis HaMikdash had to necessarily be separated from the celebration of Sukkot. So main point number one, we learned that you don't mix two simchas, that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, not from the fact that Shlomo celebrated the Beis HaMikdash separately from Sukkot, that he had to do, not from there, but from the fact that the Navi uses extra words to distinguish the two celebrations from each other. So it's not from what he did, it's from the way the Navi describes what he did. Unbelievable. The year that the Beis HaMikdash was completed, the Jewish people did not observe Yom Kippur. They ate and they drank on Yom Kippur because it was in the middle. Obviously, Yom Kippur is within the week before Sukkot, and that entire week they were celebrating the Beis HaMikdash. But because they ate and drank on Yom Kippur, vayudagim va'omrim, they were worried and they were saying, Shemin is chayv usonen shal Yisrael kulya. Maybe we're chayv kares for what we did. We ate on Yom Kippur. Yatza baskal v'amalam kulcham zman l'chayel mabas. So a heavenly voice came out and said, nah, you don't have to worry about it. You're all going to Olam Haba. My drush, how did Shlomo Melech and the Sanhedrin figure out that they're allowed to eat on that Yom Kippur? Amru, they said very simply, Kal v'chomer mi mishkan. Kal v'chomer, it's a simple Kal v'chomer. Umam mishkan she'in kedushas o kedushas olam. If when it came to celebrating the completion of the mishkan in the Midbar, where the mishkan was only a temporary kedusha, it was not meant to be permanent. The karban yachid and the karbanos that they brought to celebrate the mishkan were only a karban yachid. They were only karbanos of the nesiim, of the individual nesiim. And nevertheless, docha Shabbos, they brought those karbanos on Shabbos, the Isra Skila. Now, doing a malach on Shabbos, bringing karbanos on Shabbos, that's a chiyuv Skila, that's the most severe Isser, and yet they were allowed to do it. The celebration was that important that they were allowed to bring even just a karban yachid, even though it was just for the Mishkan, and they were allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it. So Mikdash, the Kedusha, so Kedusha Zolam, when it comes to celebrating the Beis HaMikdash, which is a more important Kedusha, and karban sibur, it's a karban sibur that they're bringing, it's not a karban yachid, it's all community bringing karbanos. The Yom HaKippurim, Donosh Karos, and all it is, they weren't being mechal Shabbos, they were just being mechal Yom Kippur, which is only kares, it's a lesser iser than being mechal Shabbos. Lo kol shkein, all the more so, that should be permissible. That was what they figured. Ella amai hayudagim. Okay, that seems like a very good kal v'chomer. Then why were they worried that maybe they're chayiv kares? Answers the Gemara, Hasam tzarech gavoa, hacha tzarech hedyot. Because when it came to celebrating the Mishkan, the chilul Shabbos was to bring karbanos to Hashem. When it comes to celebrating the Beis HaMikdash, the chilul Yom Kippur was filling their own stomachs, eating and drinking on their own. So says the Gemara, but why did they do that? Hachanami me'avad li'avdu, mechelo nechlu v'lo nishtu. Why is it when they celebrated the completion of the Beis HaMikdash, why did they have to eat? Why couldn't they just bring karbanos and not eat and not drink? Answers the Gemara, ein simcha b'lo achila v'shtia. You can't have a true simcha without eating and drinking. So since the completion of the Beis HaMikdash happened, they had to experience a full-fledged simcha. The only way to do that is with eating and drinking. Main point number two, the Jewish people knew that they were allowed to continue the celebration of the Beis HaMikdash by eating even on Yom Kippur, based on a kal v'chomer from the karbanos that were brought at the Chanukah HaMishkan, but they were still worried they made the wrong decision. Says the Gemara, Mishkan didachi Shabbos minolan. How do I know that they were allowed to bring karbanos on the Shabbos that they celebrated the completion of the Mishkan? Meaning, we use that as the basis for our whole kal v'chomer to learn that they were allowed to eat on Yom Kippur when they completed the Mikdash. How do we know it's true that they were allowed to bring karbanos on the Shabbos that they celebrated the completion of the Mishkan? If you're going to say it's because the Pesukim describe how each Nasi would bring a karban on their day, and it describes that some of the Nasi Lebnei Ephraim brought on the seventh day, maybe it doesn't mean the seventh day in terms of Shabbos, maybe it just means the seventh day of bringing karbanos. But they skipped Shabbos, so the seventh day of bringing karbanos was really the eighth day. Maybe that's all it means, maybe they skipped Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no, it can't mean that, because Amar Kra, B'yom HaShtei Asar Yom, Pasuk says that on the 11th day, but it doesn't just say B'yom HaShtei Asar, the 11th day, it says B'yom HaShtei Asar Yom. There's an extra word, Yom, in there to teach us, Mayom Kula Ratzav Afav Shtei Asar Kulin Ratzufin, that just like a day is one straight period of time, so too the 11 days must have been 11 consecutive days, that they did not take a break for Shabbos. So yeah, that's how we know that they brought the Karbanos even on Shabbos. Says Mara, how do you know that? V'dilma Yamim Haru'uyim. Maybe they only brought the Karbanos karbanos on those days that were appropriate to bring karbanos, but not on Shabbos. Ksiv Krachrina. There's another pasuk that says Biyom Shneimasar Yom. It describes that the nasi of the Bnei Naftali brought on the 12th day, and again that extra word Yom. The word Yom appears twice. Ma Yom Kula Ratzuv Shneimasar Yom Kulun Ratzufin. Just like a day is one straight period of time, so to the period of 12 days was one straight period of time. They did not break for Shabbos. But maybe over there it also just means the 12, they brought for 12 consecutive days other than Shabbos. How do you know it means that they brought even on Shabbos? Then why does it have to say it twice? Why does it, we need the extra word Yom, not just by the 11th day, but again by the 12th day? It must be that it's teaching me something extra, that they were even allowed to bring their Karbanos on Shabbos. So great, that's how they knew that they Mishkan, that's how we knew that they brought the Karbanos of the Mishkan even on Shabbos. Mikdash Tidoch Yom HaKippur Minalan, how do we know that they ate and drank on Yom Kippur when they were celebrating the Beis HaMikdash? If you can say it's from the fact that it says 14 days, and 14 days must be consecutive, and again, maybe over there it just means 14 days other than Shabbos. Says Merno Gamar Yom Yom Mehasan. If he uses the word Yom by the Mishkan, and we know that the word Yom over there refers to even on Shabbos, so when he uses the word Yom by the Mikdash, it must also mean even on Shabbos. Yatza Baskel Varmalem Kulchem Zman L'Chayel Mabas. So Baskel came out and said, don't worry guys, it's okay that you ate and drank on Yom Kippur. You're all going all Mabas. Anyway, you did the right thing. Ominalan Da'achlu. How did we know that that this sin was forgiven for us and we're all going to all Mabas? So the Gemara says, Tani Tachlifa, the Braisa teaches us that after they celebrated the Chanukah Space HaMikdash, Be'yom HaShmini Shilach HaSa'am V'yavarch HaSa'melech V'yelchu La'aleim Smechim V'tovelev. On the 8th day, they everyone went back home, they blessed the king, and then everyone went back home happy. Al Kol HaTov Asher Asa Hashem L'David Avdo L'Yisrael Amo, for all the kindness that God did for David HaMelech and for Klal Yisrael. So what does that pasuk mean? La'ahalei, they went back to their tents means shalchu matzun neshem b'tara, that everyone went back home and their wives were not nidos, their wives were all tahoros, so it gave them a sense of being able to return to their wives even in bed. Smeichim, and they were happy shenenu mizav ashchina, because they enjoyed the shchina that came on the mizbeach. Tovei lev shekalechad vechem nesabri ishto beben zachar, they were tovei lev, a glad of heart, because each of their wives became pregnant with a male child. Al kol hatova, for all the goodness, that's sheyatza baskel v'yarmelam kulchem zman l'chayel maba. That phrase in the pasuk is teaching us that a heavenly voice came out and told them that they're all going to olam haba. And what's this about l'david avdo l'yisrael amo, that Hashem did good for David and for Klal Yisrael? Bishlam liYisrael amo da achilu von Yom Kippurim. I understand the good he did to Klal Yisrael. We just said that he was mochalas for eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. El David Abdo Maihi. What's the great thing that Hashem did for David? Keep in mind, David was dead by now. This was Shlomo Melch building the Beis Hamikdash. Where's the great favored David that was done over here? That when Shlomo Melch tried to bring the Aron into the Beis Hamikdash, the gates of the Beis Hamikdash locked and they closed. The Amr Shlomo Esmar Bar Renanos, Shlomo Melch sang 24 different types of tefillah and song, v'lo nana, but he wasn't answered. The gates stayed locked. Pasach v'amr Susham Rashechem, he started saying Susham Rashechem, Minasa Pisgal, Mev Melcha Kavod, etc. And then Lo Nana still wasn't answered. Kibin Shamar Hashem Elkim Al Tashav Pnei Mishichecha Zichra L'Chazdei David Avdecha Miad Nana. But as soon as he said Hashem, don't forget David, this was David's dream, this is, do it not for me, for David, right away the gates opened up. At that point, all of David's enemies felt so foolish. Their faces turned black like the bottom of a pot, because they realized how wrong they were about David. And everyone realized that Hashem had forgiven David for the avera of sleeping with Bathsheba, because it was only in the zechus of David that the Aron was allowed into the Beis HaMikdash. So the main point is, on the day of the Chanukah HaMikdash, the Jews were forgiven for eating on Yom Kippur, and the zechus of David allowed the Aron to enter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amsiv, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, two people, Tanu Parshas Nedarim, we're learning Maseches Nedarim together, by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, by the base medrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. If the Mina Bu'urta, they were going, they took leave of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai at night to say goodbye to him, let Safra, Hadavar come after Mina. Then the next morning again, they went to say goodbye to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai again when they left the yeshiva. So Amr Lahu, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said to them, Lavi Tatu Mina Bu'urta, didn't you come say goodbye already last night? Why are you coming again? Amr Lay, so they said to him, Madtan Rabbeinu, you taught us, Talmud Shenifta Mirabba, that when a Talmud takes leave of his Rebbe, Vilunbo Seir, but then he decides to sleep over in that same city that night. He's supposed to come and take leave from the Rebbe again the next day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that even though after the 7 days, Shlomo HaMelech said, okay, everyone can go home after the 7 days of celebration on the Beis HaMikdash, on the 8th day, they came back and blessed the king again. Even though on the 23rd day, he sent them home. So you see that they took leave of him twice. Elamikan, the Talmud. So you see from that story that if a Talmud takes leave of a Rebbe and then he decides he's going to sleep over in that city, he's got to take leave of him again. So the main point, one should take leave of a Rebbe again if he slept in the city after taking leave the first time. So anyway, Amalei, the story continues. Rav Shin ben Yochai said, Lebrei, he said to his son, to Rabbi Elazar, the one that he spent all that time in the cave with, B'nei Adam Alalu, he said, these people, this Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Anashim Shel Tzura, these are really special people, Anashim Shel Tzuraim, Zil Gabeyun de Levarachuch, go to them so they should give you a bracha. And we're going to finish the rest of it, we'll just do a little more of the story today, we'll finish the rest of it tomorrow. Azal Ashkechinu de Karamu Kray Adadi. So he went to go get his bracha, and he heard that they were talking and learning, and they were asking contradictions between two psukim. Ksiv, it says on the one hand in the pasuk in Mishlei, Pales ma'agal raglecha v'chol derechecha yikonu, that a person should look carefully at the mitzvahs that are in front of him and figure out which mitzvah is the bigger mitzvah, which one's the smaller mitzvah, so that he can choose to do the right mitzvah, the bigger mitzvah. So it sounds like you're supposed to choose between mitzvahs, try to do the bigger one. Uksiv, but then there's another pasuk that says, Orachayim pentefales. Don't start measuring out and trying to figure out which mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah. So which is it? Should you try to do the bigger mitzvah or just try to do whichever mitzvah comes first? It says Marlo Kasha. Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalah sosali de'acherim. Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalah sosali de'acherim. If you have a mitzvah that other people can do for you and will get done whether you do it or not, then you should choose the bigger mitzvah. But if the smaller mitzvah is a mitzvah that cannot get done by other people, don't make any cheshbonos. Just do the smaller mitzvah. Hadar Yasviv Kami Bailu, and they were similarly asking another contradiction in Psukim. Ksiv, the Pasukim Mishle says, Yikarihi mipninim v'kol chafatzecha lo yishuva. The Torah is more precious than pearls. Anything, any of your wants, any of your desires, any of your activities are not equal to Torah. But that implies it's only our activities that aren't equal to Torah. Hachefti shamayim yishvuva. But God, the activities that God commands us to do sounds like are equal to Torah. Meaning, the other 612 mitzvos sounds like they are equal to learning Torah. Uksiv, yet on the other hand, the pasuk says, Kol chafatzim lo yishvuva. There's nothing on earth that equals learning Torah. Tafilu chefte shamayim lo yishvuva. Even that which God asks us to do, even mitzvos, don't equal learning Torah. So on the one hand, we have a pasuk that seems to say that Torah is more important than any earthly matter, but not more important than mitzvos. On the other hand, we have a pasuk that seems to say that Torah is more important than all mitzvos. Answers the Gemara, Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalah sosali de'acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalah sosali de'acherim. It depends whether someone else can do that mitzvah or not. If there's a mitzvah that someone else can do, then we should not stop learning Torah to do that mitzvah. But if there's no one else that's going to be able to do that mitzvah, then we do stop learning Torah in order to be able to do that mitzvah. Very important concept. This relates to the big sugya of when one is osek b'talmud Torah. If you're involved in Talmud Torah, are you pater from other mitzvahs? Or are you still chayiv in other mitzvahs? That's this comment right here. If it's a mitzvah that no one else can do, then you stop the Torah and you go do those mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah that someone else can do, you continue to learn. So, last main point, when a mitzvah cannot be done by others, it takes precedence over Talmud Torah and over greater mitzvahs if it cannot be done by others. Okay, we will stop there.